Hello, and welcome to another edition of Allie's Our Voice, a podcast designed to keep our person-served parents, guardians, and friends in the know. I'm your host, Mike Leon, and as always, we welcome your comments on this podcast and your input on what you'd like us to talk about in the future. Send those comments to podcasts@le-academy.org. That's podcasts@le-academy.org. On today's edition of LEA's Our Voice, we're going to update on the LEA programs. We're happy to have with us today Derek Harwood, Regional Operations Manager at the LEA Academies of Shelby and Warren, and Darren Wenson, Program Manager at LEA Warren. These gentlemen are going to bring us up to speed on how their live programming has been going and what's on the agenda for future programming at the Life Enrichment Academies. Derek, Darren, welcome to Our Voice.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. It's a weird angle. Usually we're behind the camera.
So right.
It's kind of different being on this side of the plexiglass.
Exactly. Well, as long as you're not feeling the nerves.
No, not at all.
Gentlemen, last time we spoke, we're still in the year 2020. More changes have happened to our Life Enrichment Academy since then. Why not start with a progress report on where we are now with in-person attendance at Warren first?
Yeah, I mean, attendance is slowly coming up. I mean, eventually, you know, we'll be going out in the community. We'll get more people. More people are getting, you know, more individuals are getting more vaccinated, and just things are kind of coming along. I mean, it's going pretty well, actually. I mean, we're keeping these guys pretty well, you know, occupied, I guess, in-house and, you know, having them, you know, safely come into the building, you know, getting screened. And all that.
So you're finding that their comfort level is increasing now that they're getting vaccinated?
Yes, of course.
Did you find out that your numbers are getting more phone calls to return to live programming?
Oh, yeah, they're definitely, a lot of them are definitely ready to return. I mean, we also have the virtual learning. Some of those, you know, individuals will be, you know, getting vaccinated and, well, hopefully, you know, be coming back to program soon.
They'll be transitioning from virtual back to in-person.
Exactly. Now, prior to COVID, you were about 250 strong. Where are you now? What is your current?
Oh, about half of that. I mean, we've had some people, you know, they've moved. Sadly, some have, you know, kind of gone down the downtrend with their health and safety and, you know, are no longer capable of, you know, attending program anymore. I mean, hopefully, you know, sadly for them, I mean, I feel for them and their, you know, downtrend, but we'll eventually be getting some newer people in here. Hopefully if their health ever, you know, trends up, they definitely come back, you know, the program.
So you're probably about a 125 coming in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anywhere from 1 to 5 days a week?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, now, and as the vaccinations come through, they're getting more calls left and right. So I anticipate within the next couple months shooting up closer to, you know, passing 150 and getting closer to that 200 mark.
I imagine there's some lead time involved in that. When you get a call to come back, you've got to check out van spacing.
Yeah. Scheduling, yep. Logistics.
Yeah, I mean, logistics is a big thing with this. I mean, we only have about 20 vans, and we can only have 6 in a van, or up to 8 in a van. In the, you know, if they're coming back to the facility, if they're going out in the community, there's, you know, they can only have 6 out in the community to one staff. So it's a lot of logistics.
And as the CDC keeps updating and changing rules, hopefully they start to limit the social distancing for vaccinated people, which would allow more people in the vans and so on. So hopefully this summer is going to be a good summer and get everybody back here.
Certainly hope so. Now, as far as Shelby is concerned, what were the Shelby numbers before COVID and where are you now as far as in-program attendance?
Yeah, before Shelby they had around 160, and currently they have 58 that's coming back to program. Out of the 58, they have about 40 that's going in the community 1 to 5 days a week. So they split some time in-house and some time in the community. They go out very mildly because we're starting slow, so they may just go bowling one day a week or something, trying to get back into the community and start fresh. And that's what Warren is going to be hopefully starting soon within the next few weeks.
Yeah, I looked at some spreadsheet numbers for Shelby and basically giving the reasons that they weren't attending. And a lot of them have waiting on vaccine.
Yep.
Most of them do. Okay. But still, even with the vaccine, they're going to be required to wear a mask.
Yep. The mask wearing and the vaccine are the two things I feel like will get a lot of people back. Once they're vaccinated, they are coming back. And then if we can ever pull these masks for vaccinated people, I think our numbers would go back to pretty close to normal.
Definitely. The individuals and families, they'll be a little bit more comfortable, you know,
right,
them attending.
For sure. For sure.
I know Leslie Alsheimer could not be with us today because of a scheduling situation, but she gave me some numbers. For New Haven, prior to COVID, we were at 165. And now they're back with about 38, okay? Their program for in the community is in the works, okay? And then we have Monroe Life Enrichment Academy, prior to COVID was at 99, and now they're at 25, so they're slowly coming back. A return to normalcy, which is always great.
Yeah, and one thing I wanted to mention, because we keep talking about in-person learning, we do have that virtual learning, which is, like, Warren has 125 in-person, but they have another around 20 that come virtually every day. Maybe it's 17.
50, around 15 to 20. I mean,
15 to 20,
a lot of them pop
day.
In and pop out of the virtual sessions. So.
Yeah, but by all means, it's not too late. And when our guardians and parents see this podcast, they have to remember they can still call and get their individual set up for virtual learning. It's a great experience.
Oh, for sure. And each site has it, each location, at least in the Macomb currently. And, yeah, it's great. They do a great job. They do a lot of learning and training. And the staff running it at each site's really well entertaining and involved. So it's something definitely, if you're listening to and want to get them, it's a good chance to see their friends and still learn and train and then hopefully stay connected. So when they get vaccinated or whatever reason's keeping them away from here, they'll come back and still feel close to everyone.
If you have gift idea problems that need solving, go to 20 and Below Boutique. 20 and Below is a boutique and an employment opportunity for our individuals at the LEA Monroe program. Unique items, also available
and
for shipping, are available for your purchase, which includes seasonal items.
Yeah, for sure.
20 and Below is located
in
at
April.
106
There'll be a contest
East First
going
Street,
on.
Monroe, Michigan.
So you register
4861.
Your likes and your views
their
and
phone
in the comments
number, 734-349-8150.
Okay.
To ship an order,
do
just
that,
access
we will pull that name
www.20andbelow.store
put it in a raffle for $100 gift card. This is going to go on at least the whole
www.20andbelow.store.
Cool. Forward slash. I would like $100 gift card.
I think we all would.
Can we make that $1,000 for me?
We have a plan to get back into the community on outings. Please share that plan with us.
It's all a logistical standpoint. I mean, you got to figure out, you know, who's comfortable with going in the community. And then you got to find, you know, ask them, how many days they want out in the community. Some want, you know, one, some want up to five. I mean, that's, you know, kind of the basis of, you know, kind of starting off. And then, you know, the second part is like finding places that are open that will accept, you know, our groups.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't have like 100 people going into one place. That's, you know, crazy.
Right.
Yeah, like you said, I don't think people realize the work and planning that goes into it and the involvement, the scheduling, all the van runs, all the different groups.
I mean, it's
the,
even,
the
you know, I have a limited, you know, my site has limited number of vans that I, you know, can use for like community. So it's a lot of, you know, process, a lot of structure and process that, to go, you know.
Well, it's got to be safe. I know. A lot of our persons serve thrive on the socialization of community life. A lot of them like to bowl. They like their parks. They like just being out in some fresh air. So I'm sure with the weather breaking, and I'm sure there's a lot of that in their future, at least I hope. And I know they'll social distance at the bowling alley. Yeah. I know they're not going to have a problem with the 6 feet. And I think that's going to increase your attendance because a lot of people are waiting to come back specifically to go out.
Yep. And as you're calling people are coming back when you mention community, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that happened at Shelby, too. I know they got a few back.
I was just going to ask you that.
But a lot of the in-house people that have been coming in-house, they've been waiting for the community. So they got super excited. And then, obviously, that leads to word of mouth telling their friends, hey, community's back. And then we slowly get more calls.
We're going to be going out soon.
That, along with the vaccination and stuff, like, yeah, slowly we're creeping up. And it's going a lot slower than we would have liked a year ago, but we're getting there.
Right.
And I think, you know, you finally see a light at the end of the tunnel, which is which is kind of exciting.
Obviously, safety has been the first and foremost plan of all our academies since they opened. And what is the COVID-19 protocol now for the community program? Besides following the CDC guidelines, explain how a van is sanitized.
We use our normal sanitizing as you know, any in-house group that we have. You know, they clean off the tables in-house, they, you know, clean off all the door handles, things like that, bathrooms. Same with the vans, you know, the disinfectant that they use. That's the word I was looking for. The disinfectant, you know, they'll spray off the seats and the
wipe
and
them down.
Right. And
they
wipe them down.
They do that daily. And yeah. Because we provide transportation to and from the homes, it's no different. So the vans are already being disinfected daily, and they'll continue for the community groups.
Yeah.
And then as we pick up people from their home, just like we did with the in-house people, they'll be screened before they can get on the van. Their temperature checked, and, you know, all the protocols, making sure they haven't been around anybody that tested positive, and so on. And then, so it's going to be a lot of the same thing as the in-house people. And then as we go in the community, we'll just make sure the masks are always on and the social distancing as much as possible, and get back into the world a little, kind of.
Exactly.
And give props to staff. You know, they've been doing a great job so far with, you know, disinfecting the rooms and the vans here. So.
Yeah, with everything, because their world's been, you know, flipped upside down through this.
They're doing a little bit extra work just to, you know, keep these places, you know, running and going.
Sure, it's definitely got to be constant, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And it's tough, you know, to be in house all day, especially from staff that's been in the community and finding things to keep these guys busy and entertained and learning and training. But they've been doing a great job. Yeah. And I walk around these buildings and I see involvement. I see happy faces on our individuals.
Yeah. A lot of individuals are just happy to be back.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
they're happy to be out of the house and out doing stuff. That's really what it comes down to.
And seeing
to.
Their friends.
That's great to hear.
Seeing us.
And with the sanitation processes, that's what guardians and parents and even persons served want to hear for comfort. Now, what are some of the community venues that you guys are planning for Warren?
Definitely the bowling. I mean, individuals love that bowling.
Yeah,
they always talk about it.
Bowling, some movies.
Museums.
There's going to be a lot of parks,
with
the weather, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And like Darren said, museums. We got the Henry Ford. A lot of different things that, you know, you can stay apart but be together, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like a movie theater, you can sit a couple seats apart but be together. And we're going to have two groups go together but separate. So usually we would have, you know, up to 12 people with two staff, but we're going to kind of isolate it to one group with six individuals and one staff, but another group will be in the same location, kind of on the opposite end.
Almost like a sister group.
Yeah, in case there's an issue, they you know, someone's there to help out, but they're not together, so we're not putting 14 people together.
I'm sure during this whole period of COVID and beyond, you guys talk to parents and guardians, okay? What has their response been to going back out in the community?
No different than them coming back to the building. I mean,
yeah, for the most part, they're pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
The people that aren't back, that are, you know, worried about the virus more than others or wanting the vaccination until they come back, they're obviously not running back to the community yet because they're waiting for their vaccination. But the people that are here that want the community, they're jumping on board.
Yeah, ultimately, they're excited we're open.
Yeah.
I mean, that's mainly what it is. They're excited that our doors are still open as opposed to maybe some of, you know, a lot of smaller businesses and stuff like that are closed. They're just happy that we're still in business.
Well, that's a testament to the programs that we run, that you guys run, because when it's missed that much because of the fact that they're very social people and they miss their friends. They've known these people since Lutz, okay, and beyond. So,
and that was one of the things I was personally worried about. As the longer this went on, that individuals and people would start feeling the new normal. And my new normal is staying home. My new normal is playing video games and watching TV. So to kind of, you know, not let them get that far and not wanting that new normal to happen, the virtual helped out a lot, and just staying in contact, making calls with them every couple of weeks and telling them how much we miss them. But like Darren said, these guys love this place, love their friends, that I don't think, as you know, we made the calls and witnessed, there is no new normal from them. Right. This is their normal, and I don't think if this went on 5 years, they would come back as soon as they could.
Yeah, and I give props to a lot of the individuals for, you know, following the protocols and all that. I mean, they've been actually doing a pretty good job at, you know, doing all of that. I mean, you get your some here and there that, you know, hate the mask. We all do.
Usually with a prompt, but, though, they...
Of course. Oh, yeah. They're well aware of what's going on, and they're very responsible for the most part and keep their mask on, and they stay away. The touching, I can't believe how much, issues we had with touching of each other pre-COVID, and nobody's touching each other now.
They've really adjusted well.
So they're well aware. They're well aware of the fist pump, the elbow pump. Yep. I know when I come through the building, you know, the normal handshake or hug I would get, I'm getting an elbow, I'm getting a fist.
Or even just a wave.
Or just a wave.
Yeah, they're well aware of it, and they're very responsible, and it's good to see. And
so most importantly, you know, how excited are the individuals about community?
Oh, I've been hearing about it for months.
ever since we reopened in August. Yeah. When can we go back out?
I know. I've been asked about talent show. What about it?
Yep.
Hopefully, it won't be a virtual talent show. Maybe sometime in the fall we can do something live. We normally have a walk-a-thon in September.
Yep.
That is outside, so that's in the works, too.
And the basketball tournament we normally have, we're getting a lot of questions about. So hopefully, if we push that to the fall, things we can get that back up and running. But
we're gonna have a bubble like the NBA.
Yeah, there we go. Everyone's kind of quarantined.
We're gonna have to find some hotel rooms for them.
Everyone gets their own floor in the hotel, like the NCAA tournament.
I know they love that tournament. Guys, I can't thank you enough for spending some time with us and sharing the academy updates. It's good to let parents and guardians know what's coming at them, giving them the opportunity for their individuals to return to this program. And again, if they can't or if they're skeptical, they've got virtual. Yep. They need to take advantage of virtual. Thanks again.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you're welcome.
Anytime. I'm Mike Leon. Until next time, take care.